Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, this morning for your word once again. And as we looked at the life of Stephen, the first martyr who was bold, full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, performed signs and wonders under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, used mightily in the church, stood accused falsely, but spoke the truth. Father, this morning, man, there's lessons to be learned. We just really kind of scratched the surface when it comes to this guy and others, but Lord, man, the big overarching point this morning is that we are in the Word. We know what it says. We're growing. We're becoming more like Jesus. And Lord, we all need God's grace. We all need God's grace in so many ways. And I pray this morning that you would speak to every heart, every mind. They would hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to them. And that we would respond to that. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, if you do not know Jesus Christ, you don't have a relationship, or maybe you walked away, or maybe you have questions, but today you know you need to surrender your life to Him. I'm going to lead in a prayer if you would like to receive Jesus. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, you are the Son of God. I believe that by dying on the cross, you took my sin, my shame, and my guilt, and you paid for it all by the shedding of your blood. You rose from the grave to give me a place in heaven and a purpose on this earth and a relationship with your Father. So today, Jesus, I repent. I turn from my sin, and I will live for you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you let someone know? Would you, you know, we have a response card in the pew rack. I said yes to Jesus. Slip it to me, somebody, and just, hey, I said that prayer. What do I do? We've got Bibles. We've got material to help you grow in the Lord. So as we close this morning in song and prayer, reflect and respond to what the Holy Spirit is saying to your heart. A couple of questions to go through your mind this morning in your heart. How would you know if you are full of faith in the Holy Spirit? Do you need God's power and wisdom in a situation that you're facing? Is there someone you need to share your faith with and you need boldness? Is there someone in your family, at work, or even at church that you need to love and to show forgiveness and to pray for? You know, sometimes it's difficult to be mad at somebody and pray for them at the same time, right? My question this morning, what would our marriages and our family and our church and our community look like if we lived our lives like Stephen, full of faith in the Holy Spirit, wisdom and power, boldness to speak the truth, being able to pray for those. Church, there is more of God if we want Him. We have a mission at Peace Chapel to point people to Jesus. Let's be people of faith. Let's be people of God's power. Let's be people of God's wisdom. People speaking boldly, people of prayer, people full of the Holy Spirit. Thought of this question this morning, preparing for today. We just looked at four characters in the Bible these last few weeks. I did it last year, and I did it the year before. We looked at some different characters. And I had this question, it came to my mind. If there was a biography of your life, what spiritual life lessons would we learn from you? These guys are in the Bible, so we can look at their lives all the time. But if there was a biography of your life, what spiritual life lessons would we learn from you and learn from me? Oh, she's a woman of faith. Man, he's a man of integrity. She's a real prayer warrior. He just operates with wisdom and grace. What lessons are people learning from our lives? What lessons are people learning from our church? Would you stand this morning? We're going to sing, contemplate these songs this morning, and this song this morning is, amen.
Savior, I'm yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to invite our prayer partners. Would you come this morning? And Tom, Paul, would you step out? Please, Jesus is still the answer to what you're facing. If you would like prayer for anything that we talked about today, the Holy Spirit, more faith, facing something difficult, more power, boldness, wisdom for what you're going through. The Holy Spirit maybe is saying something to you, and the front row is available for you to just come and linger in His presence. The worship team will just continue to play over you, and believe God this morning. Before we close in prayer, join us next Sunday as we begin a new series on relationship with work. Our relationship with work. I hope you plan to come, bring someone with you, and work is not a curse, not a part of the curse. It was before, but we'll talk about that and what the Word of God says. And again, tonight we have God and me, a time, just a prayer. We're going to anoint, if you want prayer and anointing for healing, or we'll have communion together. Just a time just to pray together. Father, this morning we are so grateful for your presence. We're so grateful for this grace that's never ending, never needs to be charged. And we can tap into that grace we so desperately need individually, but as a church, we need this grace. We're in this together, and speak to our hearts, I pray. We thank you for your word. It challenges us, convicts us, helps us to grow. You never leave us where we are, but take us closer to you. Now, God, I pray a blessing upon your church, your people today, this week. God, may we be full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, power, boldness, praying for others. Let me give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like prayer, come. Otherwise, God bless you. Thanks for coming today.